Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Office Hours. Today, I'm joined by Ariana Sarsatakis. Ariana is the creative mind behind Uncover More. It's a wonderful and incredible platform dedicated to uncovering the hidden gems of, it started out New York City, but now all over the world. She's been featured in Forbes. She's a true New York insider, and Ariana has built a community around unique experiences and off-the-beaten-path discoveries. In this episode, we're going to talk a bit about her journey, the power of storytelling, community, and how she's turning her passion for uncovering these gems in the place that she calls home into a brand. So, Ariana, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Grace.
Well, we have talked, well, for context to everyone, we talk quite a bit, Ariana and I. She has been a really close founder friend of mine that I've gotten to know really well over the past couple of years. And she just has such a unique take on travel and hospitality and the way that she's grown her business that I just felt like it would be so impactful and useful for the other travel advisors and other people in the hospitality industry out there to learn from her. So, Ariana, if you don't mind, I'd love to just jump into kind of your background and story and how you even got interested in hospitality and travel in general.
Most definitely. So, as you mentioned, I am a born and raised New Yorker, Brooklyn specifically. I'm 27 now, but I started Uncover More at 18 years old. So I just turned 18 and it was partially a New Year's resolution, but partially as a way because I decided to stay local in Brooklyn for college. I studied economics and political science, and I was always looking for things to do when everyone else decided to go away to school and leave, you know, and I stayed local. And I was like, okay, there's so many experiential things happening, so many interactive pop-ups, so many fun food trends. And honestly, I just wanted somewhere to share it. And I didn't want it to be on my personal account, especially back then. Instagram wasn't what it is today. You were sharing a zoomed in photo of a coffee, or it was like an ice cream cone with a waffle cone, was like from Eggloo in Chinatown, was one of our first like viral posts with 2000 likes in 2018. And, you know, you never really share what we do now. There was no links, no businesses being built on Instagram. It truly was just a platform to share photos. So I always shared it under the name Uncover More, and it evolved through there. I graduated college. I then worked in finance. So I worked at Geller & Company and Goldman. At the same time, Instagram was evolving, community was evolving, TikTok came onto the map. We started a newsletter in 2019. So the same year that I graduated, I started a newsletter. And that was because I received so many DMs and comments saying, hey, I really would love to learn more about this getaway that you shared. I'd love to learn more about this pop-up. And I just could not keep up with the influx of messages. So I was like, where do I place all these links? It was a newsletter. And it's so funny because I get asked now, they're like, oh, you just wanted to, you know, capture people's data. And I was like, no, no one was even thinking like that. Like, I also wasn't thinking like that at 21. I was like, what is the most effective way to get our message across? And that was newsletter at the time. So we had the newsletter, Instagram, TikTok came about. And then a year later, I started the first version of the app, which is map-based, and told you what to eat, see, do, shop, or stay in New York City. We share everything from hotels to immersive art to pop-ups to really cool people doing cool things on our office hours to anything really that tells a story. I always like to say, thankfully, especially in New York City, but really anywhere in the world, there's so many awesome people and places, and it just takes someone to uncover them to find out.
Well, I know from following along your social account, which is how a lot of this got started, as you mentioned, for anyone interested, I'm going to include the link to Ariana's Instagram account so you can find it. And is it just at Uncover More on Instagram?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. At Uncover More and TikTok, which is because we've been forcing ourselves to post more on TikTok, right, Ariana? Yep. And some of the things that we've learned, that I've learned at least from Ariana, has to do a lot with, like, sure, the early days of like her starting the business, but also like how she's grown and evolved over time. So like how did you make that decision to jump full time? And we're going to talk more about the business and kind of the strategies behind it. But like, how did you as a person decide that it was time to leave Goldman and like start working on Uncover More full time?
Totally. I left Goldman about 2.5 years ago now, which time flies. It's crazy. I was turning 25 and I was looking just at my future and I was looking at Uncover More. And it's so funny because if you told someone 2.5 years ago that you're leaving to build a digital platform, they would have looked you in the eye and they would have said, you're crazy. There is no way that this will ever work. And 2.5 years later, we've grown total over 300K followers, but on Instagram, 200K. We have shared everywhere from a New York to a Tokyo to an LA to a Miami to a Mexico City to a Greece, and have been the reason that so many people have traveled all around the world and so many businesses and brands have had eyeballs on them. So it was a mix of knowing what was next and what was important and jumping into it. And two, also just believing in what I was putting out there. I always like to say that I actually think that I would have stayed at a Goldman or in a corporate role if I didn't think something was going to work, in the sense of I'm not, okay, I was always supposed to be an entrepreneur. I'm always supposed to do this. It was more of I knew that something was going to work and I had to follow that forward. But if you told me or anyone 2.5 years ago that it would have grown to the scale it's grown in so quickly, I think they wouldn't believe you.
And I think that there's a really interesting reason why you've grown so quickly. So how do you feel that, you know, you kind of taken this niche, and for anyone that hasn't looked up her Instagram account already, I'll share it with you. Basically, the important things that you need to know about Ariana's social media account and following is that basically she's showing really unique gems across New York, across the world. And she doesn't even feature her face in any of the content. No one knows that it's Ariana running the account, which I think is like the coolest thing. It works for you really well. And a lot of the content that you're sharing are pieces of just like totally hidden underground experiences, things that are pop-ups, things that are new, things that like have been there forever, but people don't really realize. So how do you feel that you built that niche, you know, in the travel and hospitality industry, when this industry is one that's such an echo chamber? You could be posting the same as any other, you know, New York based content account, basically. You could do everything sponsored, pay for every, get every post paid, things like that. Like, how did you feel that you built something that's different than that so that people can understand the difference?
It's time. I've been doing it for 9 years. I've seen how Instagram's evolved. I've seen how businesses have evolved. I've seen how even a business's story has evolved. I've seen how people are absorbing data, where people look for data, how people are planning their travels, and it's all digital. For Uncover More, it's been really interesting to see that our niche has always been experiences. And again, similar to the story before, when I told people years ago, well, we share bespoke experiences. And everyone's like, that's a lot of words that people just wouldn't resonate with. And I was like, but it is experiences. It's not one thing. That experience that you're having when you're going to a beautiful cafe is the same experience that someone's having when they're going to a luxury property as they are in that immersive art installation. It's not anymore a small game of we're only sharing luxury, we're only sharing this, because at the end of the day, that luxury traveler, when they're going to a Casablanca in Mexico City, they want to make sure that that taco stand, that art exhibit that's free, that cafe around the block is amazing, is unique, is true to what they're looking for. They're not just looking for the hotel anymore. Or on the opposite, they're not just looking for art anymore. They're not just looking for a cafe anymore. And I've always thought that way because that's how I've function. I want to see everything. I want to do everything. I want to uncover everything. And that's also why we have our five pillars of eat, see, do, shop, and stay. It's because that was always very important to me. And as I was sharing information and my findings, and then a team grew, it became important to our community as well. So it was one, understanding what I wanted as a consumer and wasn't there. And then two, we as social first platform can see what people actually want, right? We're seeing the comments, we're seeing DMs, we're seeing emails, we're seeing them come in immediately down to what's the address to, we shared the other day, 11 places. I just keep saying Mexico City because it's so top of mind, but
I'm 11 Mexico places. City right now, by the way, so I'm gonna have to go find that.
So list. You know the rest. Yeah, exactly. Where it's 11 places to see art in Mexico City. And someone commented and they were like, if I only have 2 days, what do you recommend? You can't get that from anyone else that doesn't have a person-to-person interaction. And someone trusts that someone from Uncover More will answer immediately, give them that answer that they trust because they trust us in New York, they trust us in Greece, they trust us in London, they trust us everywhere. So they know that whatever we're putting forward, they're going to understand. So two, it's building that trust and community to even create this niche in this echo chamber. And three, it's creating a consistent style. So we don't share faces. We'll share an artist walkthrough or a general manager or a founder, but I'll never be myself for a team. Well, never say never, but never. Because it really is to give a walkthrough to the person on the other side of the screen. I want to make someone feel as if they are a part of our content so they can picture themselves in that content, which then leads to, on the business side, more bookings, more feed in the door, you know, more foot traffic, etc. Because someone now is not looking at, oh, Grace is looking at Ariana from Uncover More. Grace is like, oh, I am in that content. I am there. I want that exact martini. I want that exact drink. And I'm just going to show the bartender this reel because I find that I am part of it as well. So that's also helped Uncover More stand out, is niching down into experiences when a lot of other people weren't, creating content that was consistent. If you look back at content from 9 years ago, it's the same form. Maybe it wasn't reels, but it's the same informative bullets in that third party voice that's still friendly and informative, but you still know is an authoritative figure in the space and the curation. And to the point of everything could be paid, everything could be or comped, a lot of what we share isn't. The majority isn't. So we just shared a stationery store actually in Brooklyn. It was their first day opening. And this is just honestly was serendipitous. I went to a cafe that I really liked and I saw that there was a new opening sign and it was called the Analog Stationery. And I went in, they had no clue that I ran Uncover More, that we have a following of XYZ, and shared it and it went viral. They gained over 2,000 followers in a week. They said that they were booked out every day, that it's a small place, but they had, you know, so many people came in. And you can't always see that because not everyone is always telling the owner or the boss, but that's the beauty of a small business, is that they're asking, they're like, why are so many people coming in? We're a new business. We have no social presence. What is happening? So that's like a really cool story when people are like, oh, is everything paid for? You know, you have so many followers. And it's like, it's not, because it allows us to also create this organic feedback where a local business wouldn't have a budget. Do larger businesses do have budgets? Yes. And that's a different story. But that's what also makes us unique, is that you're not always seeing the same things that you're seeing on every other platform, because we're actively searching for these local spots that don't have a PR firm or don't have tons of money, but they're really cool and they should also get the spotlight that they need. So a lot of factors.
I wrote down a couple things. And I want to go down the list of all of them because I think they're all really important. So the first thing that I picked up was that you said that like it didn't matter if something was a cheap taco stand around the corner in Mexico City or if you were staying at the luxury hotel in town. A lot of what you share is skewed. Actually, that's not true. The persona that you're probably speaking to, you can answer this better, but like tends to be like some, I think, actually, why don't you answer it? What is the ideal customer that you're talking to when you're posting your content?
Totally. I always say it's a curious traveler, and people always try to get me to nail down ages. But
right. So it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter the price point, does it? Or are you skewing mostly luxury? Because you kind of said it doesn't matter if it's like a cheap taco stand or like a luxury hotel.
So might not be a popular opinion, but it's all luxury. I think the luxury to be able to go to a different country or in your own city and explore even a taco stand or a cafe and pay $9 now for a coffee, that's a luxury. And that's where I think we, as in Cover More Me, approach it differently than other people, is that luxury in the past was only that $1,000 night stay, when I really do find luxury the ability to go do an art gallery crawl or to pay $50 for a museum or to be able to fly somewhere else. So agreed, it doesn't necessarily hit luxury. We'll always share on the hotel side, something with a story. So that could be a resort, but it has really cool programming and activations and they work with local artisans, but it can also be a boutique hotel, which, you know, obviously tells a story there. We'll never necessarily share something super low end. And that's just because our community resonates more with something that tells a story. And it could be, when I mean low end, again, meaning just bare bones a bed inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like no story. I don't mean like this really cool boutique hotel in Italy that you'll find for €100. That's not low end. What I mean is just something bare bones.
Mass market, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. But it really depends. I think it's really interesting because not many platforms have been able to capture the reach that we have. And it's because I know that that's what people want. I know that people want the ability to choose and the ability to decide what kind of experiences they want.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this plenty, but I think for anyone listening, like, I think it depends on your definition of luxury. And most of the people listening in here are probably luxury travel advisors, maybe folks that are working on their luxury short-term rental, whatever it is. But I would say across the board, it's all hospitality and travel folks that skew luxury. And I think it's a really important distinction that we can no longer put luxury in that box of a five-star hotel that's $800 to $1,000 a night, at least. And then call that luxury, because fine, you can book someone in that hotel, but if you don't come up with the really unique taco stand around the corner and that free art installation, you're missing a huge portion of why it's luxury. And so I hear a bit too often a lot of folks in the industry focusing, like you said, only on the hotel or focusing only on experiences that skew super luxury. And to be honest with you, luxury has become, if anything, disinteresting to me. Because everything seems so white tablecloth and clean lines and there's no story. And I think your comment about that is super interesting. So for anyone like considering, do I sell luxury or do I, you know, am I trying to sell luxury? Like keep that in mind that it doesn't need to be always the most expensive thing. It just needs to be about the the luxury of the experience. Okay, so that was one part. The other thing is consistency. And I want to ask you from the lens of your social content, your social and your format. And also you're pretty, you know, you're consistent in your format and you're consistent in your schedule of posting.
Yeah.
How are you so consistent? And like, how did you nail down what worked for you?
Totally. For the first question, so consistent in format, if people aren't aware, we use the same font, we use the same type of pan of video where it is, we're known for more short form content, especially like digital itself, people's attention spans are getting smaller and smaller. So we really, the sweet spot is maybe max 30 seconds to 45 seconds. Or if we're doing an artist walkthrough or a persona, it goes a little longer to a minute and a half. But it has the same font, same pan, same idea. And then in the caption, it's same bullets of digestible, quick, easy to read, but informative, that you feel as if you don't have to go look at five different sites to get what you just got in that caption. How that was nailed down was, again, I was looking at what do I want to know before I walk into a place. And for me, I'm very nosy. I want to know everything from, is this a hospitality group that opened up something in the past? Is there a really cool bartender? Is there a really standout drink that when I leave, I'm like, damn, I wish I tried that. And that's also what I heard from people. They were like, I just want to know, like, tell me what I should see. Like,
what are the things to try?
And I will go see it because I don't want to try. They were like, I don't want to spend my money on something that's not good. So especially I want to trust.
$20, $25 a cocktail.
Yeah. They're like, I want to trust that that's the best cocktail that is on that menu and on that list. And I want to trust that you're the one giving it to me. So again, it tweaked throughout the years where like reels were introduced, et cetera. But the real main focus is having this format, a video or of a slideshow of informative still imagery. Two, on the consistency point, you have to always be people's top of mind. So you have to be sharing constantly. What I also like to say is I think sometimes in the past, don't ever listen to any like Instagram or like social gurus, because there is no like trick to the algorithm. There is no trick to success. It really is just consistency, hard work, and understanding your community. And with us, it was, okay, this post can go viral, and that's great. That boutique hotel that we're sharing in New Orleans that might have 10 rooms, it's not going to go viral, meaning 40,000 likes, but it's going to get 400 saves. And for them, that's viral. And that's the context. So if I told myself, I have to stop posting until this goes viral or this next post really takes off, we would never post again because every single post is different. But we share at least 1 to 2 times a day on any form of platform. So that's newsletter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, any other email marketing. We'll share on stories, of course, every day. We just want to be top of mind. So when people are thinking of what things to do, they know to go to Uncover More.
And, you know, the last kind of bullet point that I wrote down was then community. And you already just brought it up again. And so I know this from knowing you, but I want to know it from the sense of what we're talking about here, that you have focused on community above all else. And you mentioned it now, it's not about going viral over and over again. It is not about the followers for you. It's about finding people that really genuinely trust you, that come back to you all the time. If you are a travel advisor, if you're someone building a business, a founder, someone really trying to build out their social content, build it out, whether it's for their business, personal, doesn't really matter. How do you truly understand and build the community? How do you focus on that?
Totally. Showing up, answering people, and treating them as humans, not just a number behind a screen. And I think there's a misconception on a few things. So I touched on the app, but in the past, people would be like, you need the app out, and then you'll raise all this funding, and you'll get all these followers. And I was like, actually, that's not how it works. You need a community. And when we first launched the app, I was 22, which is crazy now looking at it, because I don't know what I was doing at 22, creating an app and being like, I'm going to go change how things are. We had 3,000 downloads in the first month, wow, which is, I didn't realize was a lot at the time, because there was no information about any other apps and what numbers are downloading. But then I started telling people who were asking me about, you know, how Uncover More Suite. And I was like, oh yeah, we have 3,000 downloads. And they were like, that's crazy. And the reason why was because people really trusted our content on social to then translate into a different platform. So I say all that to say that when you're building something, you can have a million followers, which hopefully Uncover More will get there. And I will manifest that and work for it to be hopefully this year. But the reality is you could have a million followers and they aren't understanding what you're putting out there. They could be love fashion. And although we share shops and stores, we're not sharing, here's, you know, a cute outfit to wear tomorrow. We're sharing, this is the place that you go buy that outfit. So if 900,000 people are following us for the wrong reason, that's also not helpful for us, because they're not going to engage with our content. They're not going to give thoughtful comments. They're not going to save and send our posts, and it's not going to grow from there. So it's understanding that every single type of business and engaged community will look different. For us, it's people who are actually using our recommendations. They're actually commenting. You know, I recognize people's names over and over again because they'll DM us, they'll comment, I'll know what they like. It really is this like kind of parasocial relationship when you really think about it. But where we bridge that gap is also our in-person events and meeting people in person, which is helpful. But, and I'm circling back to the other point that you said on creating the community, showing up, and something that a lot of people don't do is even in comments. We're answering back every comment. For example, Phuket's, which is one of my favorite hotels in the city, has a Cane Cinema, which is a hidden secret speakeasy. I mean, speakeasies all the time, but speakeasy cinema in the basement. And, you know, you can't always quantify where people come from when they understand the information, but it did really well. It went viral. And we also asked people to comment link so we can send them direct link. And that's also because sometimes when people have to do a few extra steps, it won't get them to that finish line. And I sent out probably over 300 links, and I still am now today. Every single person who DMs us or who comments, we're sending out that link, and then they're going and booking. I don't think everyone else would do that.
No, definitely. Are you using ManyChat or whatever it's called?
No. So I actually do it by hand. And that's also because I'll adjust the DM for every person. So if I know that they comment a lot, I'll be like, okay, and here's this one. Sometimes they'll answer back. If I use an automated software, we'll lose that interaction.
Right. Right.
So I will not capture where they'll then, you know, they'll ask, could you sign me up for your newsletter, or, you know, this is sold out, but I really want it here. Or could you offer recommendations for the area nearby? So the reason why I also like to do it by hand, and again, eventually this will have to change as capabilities will be rolled in, honestly, into Instagram. Because once Instagram realizes there's an external app, they'll just create it themselves. Is it allows me to know if someone likes something. Like, should we be sharing more speakeasies? Which the answer is always yes for our community. Should we be sharing more drink content, you know, and F&B content? Should we be sharing more hotels or the type of hotel? So me having that one-to-one interaction really helps understand more of our community.
Now, I'll wrap on this and I'll end on this, that anyone looking at Ariana's content, just know this is her full-time gig. This is what she's spending all of her time on. So if you're looking at her content and saying, how do I do this on top of building out my business, et cetera, whatever it is, and also being a parent or also being a caretaker or whatever, just know that like Ariana's doing this entirely as her full-time gig. So like, don't think down on yourself of like, I can't post a new reel every day of a new part of New York City. Like that's not the goal. No,
it's true.
But the goal is to maybe do it 3 times a week and to learn all of the things that Ariana's taught us and find ways to integrate that into your business in general. I know that I come to her for a lot of tips when it comes to my social content, but also it's taught me a lot more about like that it's not about the content that you're posting necessarily. Like you said, it's about, and I'm literally reading it off of my list again, it's about the consistency, niching down, and just maintaining like your humanity, which I love so much. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Of course. That's what we do.
Well, if anyone's interested in learning more about Uncover More, you'll have the link in the show notes as well as more details with Ariana. But thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to have to get you to do a bunch more of these because I could just ask you a million questions a day. But doing more of these episodes, I've realized that people love the shorter ones. So we're keeping it at that, folks. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And thanks for joining us, Ariana.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Grace.
Have a good one. And thanks for joining Office Hours.